All right, let's go to some good news. South Africa playing the All Blacks' 100th Test match this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock kickoff in Queensland. But more importantly, the South African wine industry is going head-to-head with the New Zealand wine industry to mark the occasion and the subject of Sauvignon Blanc. Emil Juba joins me now, wine journalist and marketing consultant in the wine industry. Emil, a very good afternoon. What's this all about?
Good afternoon, Mike. Two great rugby nations and two great wine nations. I thought we would celebrate that relationship, 100-year relationship, with a bit of a taste-off and show us what you got. I was out in New Zealand 2019 ahead of the Rugby World Cup and for a Sauvignon Blanc conference, and I told the New Zealanders about our wines, and they said, well, come and show us some. And then we know what happened. COVID came, and I was going to go out last year to show them some South African Sauvignon Blancs. It didn't happen. And this year it dawned on me that 100 years of Test match rugby, 1921, the first test between All Blacks and South Africa was played. So I threw them a challenge. I said, listen, why don't you guys send us some your best Sauvignon Blancs, and we'll taste them with a neutral panel, a blind taste-off against some South Africans. So the chaps and the ladies down in Marlborough, that's the major Sauvignon Blanc region in the South Island of New Zealand, they selected 10 show-stopping wines, I mean, ranging from a Jonah Lomu-esque, full-bodied, wooded Sauvignon Blanc to a lean and mean Bowden Barrett fast one. And we've got 10 boxes lined up, and tomorrow a panel of 5 wine experts who've been training diligently for the past 11 days are going to be subjected to these wines, and they're going to be tasting them blind, so they have no idea which country they're from, which part of the world they're from. And at the end of the day, we just want to say, well, look, let's see where South Africa and is in the international scale of Sauvignon Blanc. And the greatest opponents for Sauvignon Blanc are the Kiwis. And the French might have something to say about that. But the Sauvignon Blanc story from New Zealand is miraculous. You know, when we went over to tour in 1921, I remember it well. And you know,
yeah, I was there.
There was no wine in New Zealand. 1976, when the All Blacks toured here, they just planted Sauvignon Blanc in Marlborough on the South Island in 1976. Today, they produce 330 million litres of Sauvignon Blanc, and it's sold for top dollar all over the world. And South Africa can get a bit of that action in the premium Sauvignon Blanc market, Sauvignon Blanc being, along with Chardonnay, the most popular white wine in the world. It could really be a boost for our wine industry, which has gone under a lot of trouble, as you know, in the past year or two. And we're trying to highlight Sauvignon Blanc as a great wine. We're trying to highlight this great camaraderie between South Africa and New Zealand. And we're doing it ahead of the greatest sports rivalry to hit our screens, and for those fortunate to watch there in Townsville in a very long time.
Emil, it sounds brilliant. Great idea. I love the enthusiasm for it. I'm sure everyone will blame the referee. Whoever loses, it'll be the judges that are to blame. But terrific idea to boost the profile of South African wine at a time when it desperately needs it. We'll check in with you later in the week to find out who won.